which they really use. But anyway, it was about 20 people who reached partisan troops and who were hided by partisans. Mm. And if you saw the film Trois, there were the testimonies there. And also they were in the Nuremberg trial.
And the Nuremberg
trial. As a witness. Yes.
We go in?
We are going back.
We're entering Chakai in Jewish literature. It's always referred to as Troki. And this is a beautiful resort area. Look to your right and your left as we pass through Chakai. You'll see why so many people come here. Troki itself has a long history. We will see a royal residence on what looks like an island. You have to cross a bridge to get to it if you look to the right, where the founders and the princes of the area once lived. And what interests us in particular in Troki is the fact that it was always a major center for Karaite Jews. And while in the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries, and certainly later, there were not only Karaite Jews, there were also Rabbinite Jews, meaning our style Judaism, also here in Troki, and there was much tension between these two groups. There's a very rich literature in Hebrew, written by Karaites and written by rabbis, each responding to each other, apologetic works, the Karaites defending Karaites, the rabbis defending rabbinic literature. To remind you, the Karaites, of course, accept only in principle the Torah Shebichtav, the written law. They have the same Tanakh that we have. Their Bibles are our Bible. Every word and every letter and every vowel. But they reject Torah She'al-Peh. They have no Mishnah, no Talmud. They have none of the rabbinic tradition. So you can imagine there would be much tension between these two groups. There is a living Karaite community, and if you look to your left, we're going to be passing Karaite houses.
What's a Karaite?
Later, I will point it out when we get there. And we're going to stop for a photo opportunity only. We'll let you out for a photo of the Karaite Shul. The Karaite Shul is open only on Shabbos. We're welcome to come there on Shabbos, but we're not going to be here tomorrow. So, anyway, some of you wouldn't daven there. So,
they forgot Hebrew language as a language. They are using the Turk. It was also the famous place for the Grand Dukes of Lithuania. So just in front of you, behind this red roof, you can see the remains of the very big castle, which was called Peninsula Castle. Look to your right. Look to your right, back a little bit. You will see the spire, and here you can see they are restoring now the very huge palace. It was two palaces here to the right, please, the big stone of this Peninsula Palace. It was the end of the 14th century. It was built by Kęstutis, the Grand Duke of Lithuania, and also it's a single insular castle we have. And you will see how beautiful it is. This is Tenerife. Here to the left is Karaite Museum, which is